Chapter 4. Other Dog Helpers. Sometimes a dog is trained to help many people. This type of dog works in places like hospitals, nursing homes, special schools, or centers. Residents in these facilities may have physical, mental, or emotional difficulties. Dogs that work in these settings are often called therapy dogs. Some of them live permanently at a facility. Others live as a pet with an individual owner and make regular visits to group facilities. These dogs may be called visiting dogs as well. Caption: This therapy dog is very calm and gentle. He endures having his ear grabbed by a young patient. Caption: Some therapy dogs go from room to room to visit with the residents. What kinds of tasks does a dog at a group facility perform? He usually goes from person to person, offering companionship to whoever wants it. No one is neglected. The dog allows himself to be petted, hugged, and groomed by different people. If someone is shy, the dog doesn't demand attention. Instead, he sits quietly and waits until that person is ready to greet him. Several residents may gather around the dog at one time. Sometimes, young children will grab him or pull on his tail, but he takes it in stride, staying calm and quiet. A dog's loving nature has a good effect on residents. Many feel more relaxed, comforted, and cheered up by his warm, gentle presence. Doctors who work in group facilities have noticed the benefits of having therapy dogs around.